The town of Chapel Hill Economic Development and WCHL have been partnering for a while on a series of conversations we've had here on the Aaron Keck Show, highlighting some of the really cool businesses and innovators and entrepreneurs here in our community who are doing really new, doing really cool new things in terms of business. A lot of the people that we've been talking to are people who represent private businesses. There's a lot of incredible stuff happening at UNC as well, including in the School of Media and Journalism. And we are joined right now by Stephen King, who is a professor of emerging technologies at UNC. He's with the Reese News Lab and the Emerging Technologies Lab, and they are doing some really innovative stuff, a lot of it student-driven, to tell stories and present the news and package it in ways that we could not have even imagined until very recently. So, Stephen, thanks for being here. I'm excited to hear about what's going on at Emerging Technologies. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, tell us about the Emerging Technologies Lab, how it got started, and what its sort of mission is.
Yeah. We try to tell stories in new and interactive ways and use technology to do that. So with virtual reality, artificial intelligence, augmented reality, whatever the next new technology is, we're trying to leverage that and say what's the best way to present information to people.
And what new technologies are we talking about? I know like virtual reality, augmented reality, there's like a whole big long list.
It's really cool. And so We work with whatever we see that things can solve a problem. So a lot of that work is in virtual reality because we can take a viewer to a place they've never been. We can teleport them to a time and place and give them a sense that they're there in a way that they can empathize more in a particular situation. And so virtual reality is a great way to tell stories that engage people. Mm-hmm. We also work in augmented reality where we can give people contextual information where they are, what they're doing based on data and other things. It's basically puts that on their phone or on glasses. So we're working with the Microsoft HoloLens and the Epson glasses and different augmented reality features to be able to give news and information wherever you are.
What's an example of that? How does that like manifest itself?
Yeah. So imagine you are walking through the mall here. You could see on your display exactly what the restaurant serves, what their ratings are, maybe what their health rating might be. We can give you that contextual data, but we can also say, oh, and you're in this area, watch out for this pothole that was reported by a local person. So who knows what it's going to be? We're trying to build the technology in a way that allows each local publisher to find the best way to use that technology.
And I like the idea of, you know, you're walking through the mall and you want information about a restaurant that you're walking past. And when we think about news, we think about it as being provided by those standard news outlets, but we get news and information in so many different ways from so many different mediums, and this has to do with all of those.
Yeah, we speak very broadly about what is journalism today, and kind of in our lab, we take the idea of nonfiction storytelling. How do we tell truthful, engaging stories? And sometimes that's with data, sometimes that's with a great narrative like we may have seen traditionally, and sometimes that's with a whole new way that we may not have seen before.
Speaking with Stephen King, again, professor of emerging technologies at UNC, with the Emerging Technologies Lab at the UNC School of Media and Journalism. This conversation, though, sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, because UNC and Chapel Hill working really closely together just in general and especially on this. So one of the things that just sort of reading about the lab that was really cool, and this is something that did make the news, and if you're listening out there, you might have heard about this fairly recently, was using data visualization. And this was a student driven project, right? Using data visualization to help sort of fight Ebola in West Africa. How did that work?
Yeah, so a few years ago when the Ebola crisis was at its peak, we were asked by the Ministry of Information in Liberia to help them with some of the data. So we did some different data visualizations. We built a live dashboard essentially for them that was, you know, on the ground. It was in their situation room, and that's what they used for a few weeks on how do they make decisions on where supplies go. And so it was a great opportunity for our students to be involved and recent graduates. We basically put together this team, ad hoc team, that just did whatever needed to be done, and in about 10 days built a pretty amazing application that was used to help people.
That's really incredible. And when we're talking data visualization, we're not talking like compiling new data, but taking existing data and sort of repackaging it so it's easier to access and understand. Is that
correct? They had lots of information, lots of data coming from lots of different sources, but it was not in a very usable way. And so we wanted the decision makers to have access to that data so they could look through it, scan through it, look at it with different models of projections, and then being able to kind of make decisions quickly.
Mm-hmm. So what is your role with the Emerging Technologies Lab? I know a lot of this, you really want it to be as student-driven as possible. So are you a facilitator for student ideas, or what do you do on a daily basis with them?
So I have this dream job of playing with new toys and working with students to figure out the next new thing. So I'll try to lead what we call student innovation. It's project-based. It's we give them a problem, we give them a design statement, and have them work through the design to solve that problem. And most of the time, we're using technology to do that.
Is that something that you kind of, hypotheticals that you invent, or do people come with you to you and say, I need help with this, and you present that?
So typically, we work with a media partner. So okay. A media partner will come to us and say, hey, we're trying to reach this demographic in this way, or we have this problem with collecting news in this particular medium and we're having this trouble. Can you help us with that? And so we tend to work with a particular partner to solve a real world problem.
Awesome. Speaking with Stephen King here, and it's a really cool conversation to have and sort of reading up about this earlier today, because I think still even now that we're living in such a technologically driven world, or maybe because of the fact that we're living in such a tech-driven world, there's still this fear of new technology, right? Something new emerges and we have this immediate reaction to it. Like we look at social media and the effect that it has on the information that we receive, or how it shapes traditional news departments, or how people think about the world, and we think, oh, it's bad, bad, negative, negative. But this is a way to take new technology and turn it into something that's not just positive, but positive in a way that we could never have even imagined until recently. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So, for example, when we're doing 360 video, if you think about, we want more transparency in news and journalism, well, 360 video, you can't control what the camera sees. The camera sees all the way around. And so that is one more level of transparency that we're able to offer to our users. So lots of different new technologies that help better engage people and better present facts. And we're doing a lot with kind of a lot of new technologies like artificial intelligence, and that kind of gives us more insights into some of the data that we're seeing.
So how does this sort of manifest itself in a way that like someone in Chapel Hill might be experiencing right now without even necessarily knowing about it?
That's a good question. One of the ways we're seeing a lot of kind of artificial intelligence come in is just providing contextual information. So as you're moving around the internet, it's collecting data and it's giving you that information. So how journalists typically haven't leveraged that very well. So now what we're doing is we're building artificial intelligent chatbots. So imagine that you could ask a journalist questions, and this artificial intelligent journalist can answer thousands of users' questions all at the same time. And so that's one of the projects that we're working on right now with IBM Watson.
So tell us about yourself. Like, you came from the Washington Post, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So I was the editor of innovations in the newsroom at the Washington Post, where I led a team of designers, developers, and journalists to try to solve problems and create new technologies. Loved it, had a great job there, and then came here a few years ago to run the lab and to teach students the same things.
Did you get into innovation through journalism, or did you get into journalism through innovation?
I went to school for journalism. I was a photojournalist, and basically kind of saw some issues that I wanted to solve, and so I kind of built some prototypes, a self-taught developer, and kind of kept coding a little bit more and a little bit more until ultimately I started building these news applications and thought, well, I probably need to formalize my computer science education. So I went and got my master's in computer science. And so I have that mix of computer science and journalism.
That's awesome. And you've been with UNC since 2011, is that?
That's correct.
So 6 years. In those 6 years, you've been working with the school. I know it's transformed a lot. Just the media landscape has transformed a lot. What's been your favorite story of either a story that you've told in terms of just producing with students, or just working with students and creating something that you never thought you could?
So one of the things that we get to do is UNC has a great partnership in the Galapagos. And to be able to take a 360 camera underwater where you are swimming with sea lions and with penguins in the Galapagos is an amazing experience for the students who get to go, but as well as for users getting to experience that in a virtual reality headset. So that's probably been the most exciting piece. And then that was able to run on the Washington Post.
And like bringing you up close with something you'd never be able to experience otherwise.
Exactly. It's a place that people can't get to. And the only way we were able to get there was through our relationships here in the research with the UNC already has relationships there. And so it was a really neat experience.
What else should people know, and where should people go to find out more?
So you can go to et-lab.com. To learn more about what are some of the technologies we're working on. But for students, we want people of very different disciplines. So we have computer scientists, but we also have English majors. We have script writers. We have lots of different people working in our lab. And so for UNC students, there's a lot of different opportunities there.
Awesome. Go there and get a lot more information. It's a really, really cool project that's ongoing right now at UNC. Stephen King, thank you so much for being here. This is exciting.
Thank you very much.